Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet Earth, we welcome you to another exciting, explosive, expository and revealing broadcast once again on this noble platform of Radio Biafra, transmitting live and direct to the entirety of humanity via a multitude of forms. We are on IPOB Community Radio. If you are not acquainted with it, try and download that through the app. That is the best way to listen to us. We are also live on my Facebook page at Mazin Namde Kanu, the real one, not the one set up by DSS and agents of the Janjaweed Zoological Republic. We are also live on Radio Biafra, also on Facebook, Radio Biafra Live. We are on Radio Biafra. We happen to also be on Radio Biafra app. We are on TuneIn. We are on Simple Radio. We are on Radio Garden. We are everywhere. But above all, we are on FM in Biafra Land, in Lagos, in Abuja, and also in Kano as well. We are also live on satellite. For those of you that have satellite access, we are live on satellite here. Receive the gospel of redemption, the gospel of truth, preached without fear nor favor, that the land of Biafra and all those who are held bondage or those who are in captivity in the British created Zoological Republic of Nigeria will be set free. That is why we are here. That is why the work we are doing is relentless. That is why we will do everything we can, everything within our powers, and of course, by the grace of the Most High Elohim, to ensure that Biafra is restored in our time. Our enemies will keep ganging up. They will keep trying all that they can to bring us down. They have failed before. They will continue to fail. Facebook is number one amongst them. We have destroyed this Zoological Republic. Facebook was not able to save them. Regardless of what they do now, they cannot be able to save this Zoological Republic. It is drowning, it is finished, and there is nothing they can do about it. I welcome each and every one of you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Because there is no other radio station like ours, no other broadcaster coming out of Africa who can boast of our reach, who can boast of our pedigree, who can boast of all the work that we are doing here, not just to free Biafra, but to free all those who are in captivity across the continent of Africa and beyond. And as I welcome you this evening, I ask you to welcome other people as well. But you must have one thing in mind. We do have a lot of enemies. Not because of anything terrible that we have done, not because that this very gospel we are preaching will not benefit some of them. It is just out of greed, envy, and jealousy. And moreover, some people would not like to see Biafra restored because that will represent hope for the whole of Africa, and they do not want it. The neo-colonialists, those of them who want to retain power, a measure of control over black people, will continue to do all they can to subdue, to subjugate, to impoverish, and to render asunder all that we are as a people. But we are here determined, very resolute. We have a never say die attitude. That is why everything we touch turns into gold. That is why we have made the tremendous strides that we have made, culminating even right now, that even the Janjaweed from the Sahel have now turned around to agree with us. That referendum is, after all, a very good thing. We always win. When I tell you we always win, because we always do eventually. When we started this very gospel, when we started this very mission, we said we wanted a referendum. Most people did not believe it. Most people thought it was far-fetched. But we have stood on that very mantra till this very day, that even those who are direct beneficiaries of the lopsided idiocy that Britain created called Nigeria are today agreeing with us. They now agree that referendum is the right way to go forward, which means we have also won that very argument. We always win. That I can assure you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the largest mass movement on the face of this earth, the indigenous people of Biafra. The Most High Elohim, Chukwukika Biama Prominhanina, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are here to restore Biafra, and I can assure you categorically and without missing any words that Biafra shall be restored in our time, that I can assure you. And far more quickly than any of you could ever imagine. We are live and we are direct, and the whole world is bearing us witness. The time now is exactly 5 minutes past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. And I also imagine the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are, regardless of where your domicile. Very quickly, I am going to pray because we have a lot to cover today. I'm going to pray very, very quickly. And then after that, we shall then begin to bring you what we have in store for you. And as usual, I'm going to pray in the language of heaven. The same language that the angels surrounding Chukwukika Biama in heaven is ministering to him and praising him with. Chineke nanke prumihenine. Chukwukika Biama onyanyine tewena isiala nyonyobo nani anachi. Onyike nine nono badarake ya chineke nankusunile nkendiaga. Onye kachasi henine elu. Anye bomo gegomo ikanyi na kwisiala nye nana ikanyi na ekpere ekpere nanye ikanyi na kpokutute hinye abalese ebube de ngozi. Anye wee na jage mma wee neto ginasi na omego nye dekari chineke nna nke igwe. Ma leku umu gebo nde gosu la gosu igwe sinolo IPOB na uwani ne bundi turugu eze ndi eze. Bundi di nyelozi kanyo ebwa sozi oma nke gas. Kato gebu mato bulo onye mwem na chineke nna nke prumi hene ina. Ni hino obo nana gebo nye kere nye ine kere ke mano omego nye kere. Ani we na jage ma we ne toge nasi ne buwa kaka. Ni hino omego nye dika ge chineke nne se bu bede ngoze. Obo ge omo gi hiwara lanso gebo Biafra onye me ligwe. We goze ya nozo purinche. We sino mo gege sieba we kunye. No omego mato obla puri kuni we toa haka ni hum. No omego ato mato obla obla din kochi chiri nke ndi lo puri buzozi ne ihu ha. We na sino nye nke nye. And when I jag my way now, singing, I'm my drinking chinek and kiwen. Nihi, I'm going to and can you want to get away? We're going to chink at him. Where's your way putting him? Or pull out in the Wambo Bundilu Puissim. Bundes no Zaga, I can email you from the Yanak and you was our one in him. Kahaku little no potink at her. When a pussy can I see an Asian? No more Biafra Bumu chinek and I pure Biabundi. I was an obvious you. Anyị wee na-asị n'otoro n'ebu nke na-anị gị nsọpụrụ n'ebu nke na-anị gị jamụ n'ebu nke na-anị anyị gị fa arụsị anaghị m akpụ isi ala wee nye arụsị iwe kwa anyị nkwa ọ bụrụ na itigata azụ n'ebe ị nọ wee fee gị n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu asụ gị ngọ ngatụ gị egwu mmadụ ọbụla na ị ga-etu anyị ugo n'elu ugo nna nke bred ngozi na Biafra ga-eguzoriri ọbịa mara iwe na-akpọku gị n'ụbọchị nke taa n'ime abalị ụtụtụ ehihie abalị ụmụ iwe gwasị ụwa niile okirikiri iwe na-agwa anyị okwu na-ekwusi ike n'oge niile mgbe nọ n'ọbụla ji alaghachi na-akwụ ya oge niile bịa kpọkọta ụmụ gị niile n'ụwa niile eze ebube dị ngọzi. Can you wait on a last of Biafra? Wait, Jagger, my way to it. Goes your hands on it, my bully. You still begin my one. He said, I have just prayed in the language of heaven, and we must now proceed very gingerly and very cautiously to the presentation of this very wonderful program this evening. If you do not learn anything from here, admittedly, of course, people have said it over the years that this is the finest university on the face of this very earth. That is why darkness, people who are Luciferians, the followers and worshippers of Satan, will try all they can to stop what we are doing, but they cannot succeed. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever, because we are resolute and we are determined. Because in the end, this very noble family, this IPOB, we always win. There is nothing anybody can do about it. It doesn't matter how jealous you are. It doesn't matter how ravaged you are by envy. It doesn't matter how self-deprecating you may be. It doesn't matter how the amount of self-hate you nurse inside. This very family has been chosen by the God Almighty in heaven to do his work on the face of this very earth, and that is what we are doing. And this evening, heaven will bear us witness, because some people, as I've been saying in the past couple of days, When we started this very effort, some people said, no, why are you doing this? Why are you always preaching? Why are you always on air broadcasting all the time? We said, because we are seeking to turn the mindset of black people. We want them to reason like human beings. And I am glad to say today that people are rising up now. They are beginning to reason like human beings. At last, people have emerged to try to speak the way that we do. This evening, I am starting with what I saw and I want it posted on my page. Immediately, please. Immediately, please. Of course, there are a bound of interruptions. You know what Facebook does. If Facebook removes you or stops you from listening via my page, please make sure you go to IPOB Community Radio. Go there. You will be able to listen to us loud and very, very clear and direct, of course. I am going to play something, a summary by a newscaster, or should I say a commentator, on Zoo Television. And I want this very clip posted on my page as we go through it this very evening. I want you to listen very carefully, very attentively. Try to be as understanding as possible. Try to be as discerning as possible. Because if you come to listen to us without common sense, if you come to us without all your faculties clicked into gear and intact, you will not be able to appreciate what we are doing. You will not be able to understand the enormity, or should I say the gravity, of this very gospel that we preach on this very platform, this very hallowed platform, this very Radio Biafra. I want you to listen to what I have to play, because what I would love to do every time that I come on air to preach is to set a foundation. Foundational basis which we rest our case. I want to let the whole world understand that we have won the argument and we keep winning the argument. And if you listen very attentively and very carefully this evening, you will know that IPOB has done the job that it was sent to do. Because now people are waking up, people are rising up, people are speaking, even those that you never expected will getting to do so. Won the argument. This very noble family, this very IPOB, all over the world today, people know that the zoo is dead, irredeemably dead, and there is nothing anyone can do about it. Chukwuka Abiam made that possible, but the instrumentality that was used in accomplishing that is IPOB and this very platform, Radio Biafra. It is something that history cannot take away from us. It is something that nobody can take away from us forever and ever. People will record the demise of the Zoological Republic, and they will hinge it on the effort made by this very noble family, IPOB, through the divine intervention of heaven itself. That history may record that we came and we did what we are supposed to do, and the zoo collapsed instead. Now listen very carefully, please.
Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe once said,
listen,
when two compatibles meet, they can coexist if only they agree to agree.
Yes.
Disagree.
Yes.
For Nigeria,
listen very carefully, please.
Jiti Ogunye, senior advocate of the masses, recently said, a country does not survive solely because of forced unity. It survives on purpose and fruitfulness.
Yes.
This Nigerian house, he said, is falling. Today, if it is not agitation for Oduwa Republic, it is movement for the actualization of Biafra, or Arewa threatening to send Igbos packing from the north.
Listen.
About Boko Haram, Fulani headsmen, or a theft and militancy, or the once upon a time OPC. Why is the previous government granted amnesty to militants who didn't ask them for it?
Mm-hmm.
The current government sees Biafran agitators as miscreants that must be crushed,
mm-hmm.
while rehabilitating repentant members of Boko Haram. Yet the victims are still crying daily for succor from the same government. If this is injustice from a motherland, then I wonder how else you would define it. Yet, we mouth the unity of Nigeria is not negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing vernacular. Some stakeholders have canvassed for fiscal federalism or return to the 1963 Republican Constitution, while others have argued that we either restructure, discuss our coexistence through a referendum, or go our separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
And like my brother and friend, Barrister Tio Nwigbo, once asked, are we really afraid of going our separate ways if that will guarantee justice, fairness, equity, peace, and security? I leave you to be the judge of that, though. Why countries like Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, and USSR have all separated to foster equality, justice, security, and ethnic nationalism? We are here preaching unity in Nigeria, yet we have no solution to the genocide in Southern Kaduna, the illegal but officially condoned arms in the hands of killer headsmen, kidnappers, bandits roaming the country, the technically defeated Boko Haram, the amnesty militant, or the kidnappers? How about the corruption, nepotism, ineptitude, and birthday selfishness and planlessness on the part of the political class, president, governor, lawmakers, and their likes? Make we sit down there and deceive ourselves. Czechoslovakia, which had a population of 16 million people, less than Lagos population, separated into Czech and the Slovakia on the 1st of January, 1993. Yugoslavia, in 1991, was 23.2 million, barely more than Lagos population. It broke into six countries same year, all along ethnic lines, namely Bosnia, Herzegovina, Croatia, Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia, and Slovenia. In Europe, the UK permitted regional autonomy to the Irish, the Scots, and the Welsh, while the English dominated Westminster. Switzerland has four ethnic groups. Each of them rotates the presidency annually through seven cantons that constitute the federation unit. These countries, like every other, might have their poor problems, but they are stronger and fostering independence today. How we therefore advocate, as posited by Professor Wole Soyinka and Professor George Obiozor and a lot of other scholars, apart from those in government, Nigeria, as presently constituted, is structurally flawed and badly configured. If not restructured, either along regional lines or allowed to discuss their cohabitation to either agree to agree or agree to disagree, it might give way forcefully without the opportunity of proper tailoring. The North, if properly harnessed, can not only feed the entire West, can become another Silicon Valley if they weren't waiting for revenue center. The Southeast, with accountable leadership and right infrastructure, can become the Japan of Africa, while the South-South can be able to look inward for possibilities that abound around them. Then we will indeed understand that united we fall, divided we stand.
Have you heard it? I just want people to listen to that. It's not me. I don't know the name of the young man, but I think his television is Plus TV. He was doing an analysis. He's an anchor. He's a presenter. And he was just trying to give it to the world the way it is. This is something we have been preaching about for very many years. And I'm sure this very young man who made this very excellent summary or synopsis of what is wrong with the zoo, they were one of those who perhaps was against what we were doing. When we started initially, a lot of people rose up out of ignorance. I repeat, out of ignorance, to castigate and to, of course, pour scorn and aspersions on what we were doing. But today, you have seen the work that Radio Biafra has done. You have seen the work that IPOB has done. We have managed to sensitize and enlighten people. No other group of people will take that credit. Of course, credit goes to God Almighty in heaven that made it possible for IPOB to exist in the first place and to use Radio Biafra as an instrument to propagate this very gospel of light, gospel of redemption, gospel of hope, and gospel of freedom. And today, this bug has caught everywhere. People are now rising up to speak in a manner they never, ever, ever dared or dreamt of speaking in the past. And that is a testament to what IPOB has been able to accomplish by the grace of God Almighty in heaven, and also the relentlessness of this very platform, Radio Biafra. Today it is very clear. People are waking up and they are speaking up. And that is why this very evening, I go straight to what somebody who previously never wanted to dabble into such affairs, what he had to say regarding the state of the Zoological Republic. And more critically, the fruit of the alliance between the East and the West, which some people thought was impossible many years ago, but which, of course, by the grace of God, once again, we have been able to bring to light. And that has shaken the zoo up. What the events of the 1st of October of 2020 will remain indelible in the minds of people for eternity. I'm sure when this very generation will pass on, they will tell that same story to their children, and they in turn will also tell the same story to their own children. When I read that Pastor Adeboye spoke about the possible breakup of the zoo. It is inevitable, not possible. People say possible, it may, it is going to break up. That I can assure you it is going to happen. The same way that we are preaching about this very gospel, and people said it's not possible. What are they saying? They are miscreants, they are this and they are that. They called us all manner of names. Those people that ridiculed what we are doing, those that called us all manner of names, they have now repented. And they are now speaking in the tone and in the language that we knew that eventually they would come round to speak. What are they saying? Having seen the fruit of the alliance between Biafrans and Oduduwa agitators all over the world on the 1st of October, people who hitherto were a bit reticent, they weren't quite sure what they wanted, they were not quite sure the level, or should I say, the amount of seriousness of those of us who are agitating for our own separate republics all over the place. Now that they have become convinced that it is no longer miscreants. Nobody can call us miscreants anymore. It's over. Because that same disease of miscreancy, so to speak, has now affected Oduduwa. It is now in the middle belt. Everybody is now a miscreant. That's what it means. Everybody, each and every one of us now is a miscreant. Not minding what Facebook is doing, because I'm watching now the systems we are using to push this message forward. There is no breakage. There is nothing wrong. Anytime you're listening on Facebook and it appears there is a breakage, is because Facebook is reconfiguring to stop people from joining this very program. That is what they're doing. And people cannot turn around and tell me that people that work for Facebook are more headstrong than those like Pastor Adeboye, that in the past, they didn't want to hear about the breaking of their zoo. They never wanted to hear about Biafra. They never wanted to hear about agitation for freedom. Never, ever, ever. But now everybody has been converted. And we made it possible. By the grace of God, of course. We made it possible. Anywhere you go to, I want you to rise up with every pride and conviction in you. To say that all these people talking today, including Adeboye, you as IPOB family member made it possible. You are no longer miscreants. After the 1st of October, you are no longer miscreants. People now echo the same sentiment as you have been doing. People now say the same things you have been saying. People now see Nigeria for what it is, a zoological republic. People are now saying it is unworkable. People are now saying it. They are only saying all these things now because IPOB had sacrificed and had died for this very effort. Over the years, we have been relentless. We have said no, that thing we saw, all of you must see it. And now they have seen it. Everybody has seen it. Maybe only Facebook. Once in a while, they refresh. Once in a while, they refresh my page in order to stop you from listening. As I said earlier, we are also on Radio Biafra. We are, more importantly, IPOB Community Radio. Go and download the app and join us there if they don't want you to join. From 30,000 to 20,000, 20,000 to 10,000, 10,000 now to 6,000 to 7,000, that is what they do. But we are all over the place. You cannot believe it. This very gospel gets to 8.5 million people every 28 days. So they cannot stop it. No matter what they do, no matter how they suppress, no matter how hard, no matter how cleverly they write their algorithm to convey a wrong, a misleading and false impression about our reach, every blessed day, people are coming on board, people are being convinced, people are becoming part of the solution rather than part of the problem. And today I am glad to say that perhaps Enoch Adeboye is now, they have seen what we have seen. Now they can speak. Let me tell you what the news said. Because I have been looking at all the commentary from what I call the Western media. Those of them who said secessionists, they want to secede, they want to secede. Now that Oduduwa, people who are serious have come out from Oduduwa land to say they want freedom. I'm no longer hearing about secessionists. What I'm hearing now are agitators. People wanting to be free. Which is a very good thing. But I wish that each and every time they write about this new revelation about the need to divide Nigeria, that people may go their separate ways, that they acknowledge the work that IPOB and Radio Biafra did. I just wish they could. Because if we keep quiet, other people may steal the glory. You just can't keep quiet. Things don't work that way. So I think that what Enoch Adeboye should have done is to acknowledge the work that Biafrans have been doing over the years, to highlight this very issue that is now touching upon. And what is that? Let us try and read it for the world to understand, bearing in mind what the summary from the commentator that I played earlier. People are afraid for no reason. People are terrified and scared of Fulani Janjaweed for no reason. And something came to light today which I found very, very shocking. I watched Osita-Chido Kelsen's presentation. I think it's called The Platform, Zoo at 60. They call it Nigeria at 60. And now he said something that was quite interesting. He said that all the big parastatals and ministries you have in the zoo called Nigeria, the people who are working there are children of permanent secretaries and all the people that you call the so-called elite in the zoo. No wonder they don't want Nigeria to break. They don't want Nigeria to fail. For the simple reason that after them, their children will inherit the same corrupt society that they are now presiding over. That is what they talk about one Nigeria. Not because they love it, but because they themselves are beneficiaries. Their children are benefiting. And all of you are suffering. And I wonder why all of you who are suffering, why you should remain quiet all the time and you continue to suffer. It is just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I do hope and pray that we have... The General Overseer of the Rim Christian Church of God, Pastor Enoch Adeboye, has advised the Zoological Republic, the Janjaweed government of the mask. I told you that Al-Sudani was gone. I told you that Jibril was gone. A new person was there. And I'm very, very sorry to say that even Abubakar Shekau knows the person who is there. Abubakar Shekau knows the boyfriend of Aisha Buhari, that his name is actually Yusuf Mohammed. Very, very interesting, isn't it? You know, when I heard this thing, I was in a state of shock. I knew, that was why I called. That is to tell you that I never ever, by the grace of God Almighty in heaven, I never ever make mistake in my life. I never do when it comes to Biafra restoration. I told you before, the boy that was there before was Jibril Al-Sudani. As soon as he left, as soon as he ran to Cuba and refused to come back, I knew they put somebody else there. They were waiting for me to say it is Jibril Al-Sudani, and so it is not. This one is Aisha's boyfriend. Funny enough, I never knew that Shekau knows the name of the boy. And on the 1st of October, of a few days ago, Shekau actually mentioned the boy's name. That the boy's name is Yusuf Muhammad. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So even Boko Haram that they created knows the person who is wearing the mask. That he referred, Pastor Enoch Adeboye said is the federal government of Nigeria. Is to give Nigeria a lasting solution to secession agitations and its economic challenges by restructuring the country. For the very first time, they have now acknowledged the impact of the secessionist moves being made. We are agitating for freedom. We are not seceding. I know that black people, they have difficulties absorbing information. Biafra is old, over 5,000 years old. Whoever is talking about Biafra seceding from Nigeria, you are drunk or you are not well. But I can understand that the word secession has taken over the understanding, or should I say has eaten deep into the subconscious of people, or to their subconsciousness. And for that very reason, they find themselves resorting to using the word secession all the time, rather than just saying it for what it is, agitation for freedom, that people want to be free. Enoch Adeboye is now saying, considering what happened on the 1st, advising the federal government to find a lasting solution to our agitation. I never knew it would come to this, but it has come to it. Which means that everybody now understands the potency of what we are doing. Everybody now understands the potency, the seriousness, the determination and the resoluteness of this very noble family of IPOB worldwide and what we represent before our people. I will continue. Adeboye said, the restructuring of the country must be done as soon as possible to forestall a breakup of the various socio-ethnic components that make up Nigeria. The 78-year-old cleric stated this on Saturday at a 60th Independence Day Celebration Symposium co-organized by the Redeemed Christian Church of God and the Nehemiah Leadership Institute. At the symposium with the theme, Where Will Nigeria Be in 2060? Of course, there will be no Nigeria. Monitored by a Zoo newspaper, Adeboye proposed the adoption of a merger of the British style of government and American system of government to pave the way for Nigeria's future. The former lecturer at the Department of Mathematics of the University of Lagos said, why can't we have a system of government that is 100% Nigerian? I don't know what he means by 100% Nigerian, because I don't know what is Nigerian. Are you talking about the political system, the monarchical system of the Yoruba? Are you talking about the feudal system of the Fulani? Are you talking about the republican, nature of we Biafrans? What is that Nigerian system that is so unique, that a blend of the British parliamentary system and the U.S. presidential system can give us? This is the difficulties that I always have with people. When people want to make a point, a philosophical, because it's about philosophy, ideology, about the evolution of a society, when you want to talk about the evolution of a society, when you're proposing for the adoption of a political system that you think might suit your needs or your purposes, you must look inwards. Looking inwards doesn't mean going to Britain or going to USA. You ask yourself a simple question, and that is the starting point. There are ethnic groups who... there were nations before the white man came. That very system that they were running worked for them. And this is something that I want Pastor Adeboye to acknowledge this very evening. Of course, I commend him for having said the things that he said. But what is very, very critical is that if you want to create something that is uniquely Nigerian, if I can borrow your words, uniquely Nigerian, that thing must recognize the Yoruba monarchical system, where you have the Oba, the Oni, the largest, you have monarchy. In the north, what they have is a feudal system, where one Fulani person is maybe the emir doing rank adede, and other people are impoverished. The Hausa people are very poor, begging on the streets. That is their own political system. Where I come from, nobody is a king. Where I come from, we are republicans by nature. Now, what Pastor Adeboye should be saying is the fusion, the marriage of all these three different socio-political systems into one. I repeat, it is not about going to Britain to borrow, because you cannot, you don't have the discipline to implement a parliamentary system of government. You also lack the discipline to implement a U.S. presidential style of governance. What you need to do, if at all you want to create something that is uniquely Nigerian, if I can borrow his words, you must look at replicating or adopting some elements or aspects of Yoruba monarchical system, where you have the Oni of Ife or Alafin of Oyo, a kind of a monarchy. Benin has a very strong monarchy as well, the Oba of Benin. In the north, you have a feudal system. You have feudal lords and their vassal states all the way to Nupe, subservient to Sokoto Caliphate. Where I come from in Biafra land, we are Republicans. The reason why I'm dwelling on this is that I want Pastor Adeboye to understand that what he's proposing is unworkable. It is unworkable. Because the British one that you're seeking to import was the one that they adopted upon independence, and it failed, and failed very woefully. Is that not correct? Now, Second Republic was Shagari's regime. Shagari came in. They adopted the U.S.-style presidential system of government, where they vested power in only one man. It crumbled, led to a lot of corruption. They are back to that same nonsense, or they went back to it in the year 1999 with Obasanjo. It is the same mess that people are in now. Now he is proposing. He is saying that to have something that is truly uniquely Nigerian, you need to marry the British parliamentary system and the U.S. presidential system. And I'm asking, how do you marry the two? How is it possible for you to marry the two? Are both of them, I ask, are both of them African by nature? In what way is what is obtainable in England? How can you justify, how can you transplant that and impose it on people who are not disciplined, people who are not educated, people who are not refined, people who are
ethnically bigoted, so to speak, people who are tribalistic in all their outlook, people who are nepotistic. How is that possible, I'm asking you? If you want to create something that is uniquely African, or let me say uniquely Nigerian, that thing must take into account the monarchy of the Yoruba race, the feudal lords of the Fulani-controlled Arewa North, and of course, the republicanism of Biafrans. Now, what I want Adeboye to understand, and everybody who is listening to understand very carefully, is that nowhere in the history of the whole world has any society on this earth been able to marry these three unique systems into one. It is not possible. I repeat, you cannot have a feudal system in the north, a monarchical system in the west, and a republican system in the east. And you fuse three of them to become one. It is not possible. Now, let me also make people understand or bring to their attention on knowledge. The anomaly, what I call the anomaly of the reference to Nigeria as a republican state or as a republic. Nigeria is not a republic. And has never been. Not from day one. Because for those of them hampering or clamoring, or should I say, this nostalgia for the U.S., you know, presidential style of or system of government. Let me make this very clear. This is a very sensitive lecture this evening that I want people to understand and listen to very, very carefully, please. America is a republican. Some of you don't know the meaning of a republic. A republic means that all men are created equal and born equal, and all are equal before the law of man. The canon laws that you make. That's the meaning of it. All of you are equal. Now, Nigeria cannot be a republic and you have a sultan of Sokoto. That is a traditional ruler. It cannot be a republic. Even my late father cannot, in a republic, there should be, my father's stool should not be there. In a republic, you don't have the Oni of Ife. You don't have the Alafin of Oyo. No, of course not. It's not a republic. You don't have royalty. In a republic, it is an anomaly. That is why Britain, when they look at you, they laugh at you, they know you know nothing. They say these are black people, their brains are empty. Why? Because in a republic, there is no royal highness. I don't know if I'm making any sense to people. That is why people, all the people that call themselves intellectuals in the zoo, those that call themselves the elite, those that say that they went to school, that they're professors, when I say the things I say, they say I insult them. I'm not insulting you, but I just want you to understand that you are not intelligent enough to understand even what you want or what you need. Our dear pastor, Adeboye, is saying that he wants a marriage of Britain and USA. And if you marry these two together, you may get something uniquely Nigerian. I don't know where he's coming from. And I don't know if in the fusion of these two systems that he's talking about, if that is taking into account the feudal mindset of the Fulani North. They run a feudal state. They run a feudal state. If you don't know the meaning of feudalism, go. Somebody check the definition of feudalism and put it on my page, please, that the world can see. In fact, put feudalism, you put monarchy and monarchical system, that is what I mean. In fact, what obtains in the West, in Oduduwa at the moment, is not even absolute monarchy, so to speak. I think it, let us say it is something that maybe you had in Italy during the medieval period, where you had the Medicis, you have all these families and all over the place, you know, controlling city-states. But they are crowned heads. Do you understand? In the north, you have a feudal system. A feudal system. And then in the east, you have republicanism. How can you merge those three together? If you ask me to go to the north and bow down before the Sultan of Sokoto, if you present me in front of the Sultan of Sokoto and I shake his hand, everybody will complain he lacks respect. But that is the way the people are. That is how we are. We are Republicans. We believe that all men were created equal. But some people believe that not all men are created equal. And you have those people in a place called the Republic. How can you say Republic, the Federal Republic of Nigeria? When in that Federal Republic of Nigeria, you have royal fathers. I don't understand it. These are the anomalies that I want the likes of Pastor Adeboye to be able to have in mind, to understand that Nigeria is unworkable. Nigeria can never be together, because these systems, nobody, unless you go to war to conquer and to subdue people, nobody in the history of mankind has been able to reconcile three different systems into one. It's not done anywhere. Britain managed to do it, and they did it with conquest. Britain colonized and managed to use conquest, that colonial conquest that they accomplished, to fuse together into one. Now you understand it. So when our dear pastor is talking about something that is 100% Nigerian, that thing cannot be British, and it cannot be American either. And as I'm saying this, as I said, this is the very first time I'm actually observing what Facebook is doing. Sometimes I look at what we are, now I can see. Every time it refreshes, every time Facebook will refresh it, and if they refresh it, they press down the numbers. If they refresh it, they press down the numbers. I have never seen this before. This is the only time I'm actually watching this very broadcast like any other person is doing on one of the monitors that we have here in front of us. That is what they do. It got to 7,000, they refreshed it, it went back to 6,000, and that is what they're doing. But does that bother us? Of course it doesn't bother us. We continue to preach our gospel as we have been mandated to do. Therefore, Pastor Adeboye said, can't we have a combination of both to see whether it could help us? He is not sure. He's saying to another experiment to see whether it will help us. And we are saying, dear pastor, it is not going to help us because Britain is not Africa. It is not going to help us because the United States of America is not Africa. If you're planning to create something that is uniquely African, you go back to the way you were before the white man came. That should be the basic starting point of everything. This is what I call, of course, he has the best of intentions. He is trying to stop the agitation from overwhelming everybody. And I can assure all these pastors that when we go our separate ways, Oduduwa on their own and Biafra on their own, people will still come to your churches. Please don't panic. Don't think because of this agitation that once Biafra is on its own, you won't have Biafrans going to your church and paying tithe and sowing seed and all the rest of it. They will still be doing it because we are black people. That is how we are wired. That is how our brain is. We are predisposed to superstition. As long as we have people who are superstitious, don't worry, sir, you will get your tithe, you will get your seed, you will get your everything you need, your offering, you'll be getting it. Don't worry about it. But we are going our separate ways. We must go our separate ways. Then should we sit down and have the need to be one people together, then people can sit down and negotiate terms of a union. They can now join a union. For anybody to try to sustain this charade that the white man built, you are causing more harm than good. That is something you must understand. People should not panic and look at their own parochial interest or think, oh, I'm going to lose out, as most of them are now doing. Oh, if I lose out, my children can no longer be leaders of Nigeria and rule people the way that I ruled them. That is what some of them are saying. They want Nigeria to be sustained, that their fraud may continue, and we are saying no to that. It is not possible. Absolutely impossible. So I want our dear Pastor Adeboye to please try and go back and advise the Zoological Republic, the Fulani Janjaweed government in Abuja, to let them understand one clear, simple fact. Nigeria is unsalvageable. British parliamentary system is un-African. US system, presidential system is un-African. When America wanted to build a society, they never copied France. They didn't copy the UK. They didn't copy anybody. They went to build something very, very unique to their taste. The same thing we should be doing. And if you go to look for those things that are very unique to us, you will come to see that the way the political system is structured in Yoruba land before the coming of the white man is not how it is in Biafra land. They're two different, diametrically different systems. We are Republicans. And we want people to keep any system that they prefer as the first commentator did this very evening, the guy who quite brilliantly summarized what is happening. What are you afraid of? Yugoslavia divided. Soviet Union that had nuclear weapons everywhere. There were nuclear weapons scattered across the entire Soviet Union. They broke up and nothing happened. Why are you afraid, I ask? All of you who are afraid, what are you benefiting from Nigeria? What is it that you're getting from Nigeria that will make you to insist, even living under falsehood? You call Nigeria a republic, but you have people you call your Royal Highness. In England, where you have your Royal Highness, all of them are Royal Highnesses, and from the Queen down to every member of the Royal Family, they are Royal Highnesses. Do you hear about the Republic of Britain? I'm asking you. Any country in this world, you see Saudi Arabia, is governed by a royal family. Do you hear about Republic of Saudi Arabia? It is not a republic. It is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In Bahrain, it is the same thing. In UAE, it is the same thing. They are not called republic. Any country in this world that has the name or prefix republic before their name, you don't have any royal highnesses. Now, ask yourself, where did you get this anomaly from? It is because people are not educated. Because people are not schooled enough. People are not disciplined enough to understand what they want. And to come out openly to say we want it. The only people that can answer His Royal Highness are people who are not republics. Do you understand it? Mexico is a republic. Do they have their Royal Highnesses in Mexico? The answer is no. Canada is not a republic because the Queen is the head of state of Canada. So they are not still a republic. But they have all the attributes that republics have. Do they have kings? Do they have His Royal Highness? People that dress like the mayor of London. Empty, vacuous criminals everywhere. Answering to their Royal Highnesses. It doesn't happen there. Anywhere you have the word republic, they don't have kings. They don't have Eze. Not even Eze in Sabongeri in Kano. No. Why are you answering a republic if you're not a republic? Somebody should please answer me. These are the things that people don't know about black people. I go back to black people because that is the problem. Everything is half-baked. They don't understand the mess they are in. When I was very small, my cousin, in those days, and all those adages and proverbs, and she taught me. I was very, very small. I won't forget. I think I was about five years old or thereabout. And one day we were lying down, we were outside in the evening, and she said, I will never forget. And she said, she was teaching me idioms and proverbs and all the rest of it. And she said, half education is dangerous. I never knew what it meant. She was reading from a book and I was memorizing. As she was saying it, I was memorizing them. Half education is dangerous and all the rest of them. I was, you know, cramming all these things. And it wasn't until I became an adult that I knew what half education is dangerous actually means. People are very... From 7.1, it refreshed. Unbelievable. I never knew this was what they were doing. I never knew it was doing. For the very first time that I'm saying it, I won't allow them, of course, to distract us. We are continuing. We are. God in heaven. It's gone down to 6.5. Unbelievable. This book of this Zoological Republic. We must continue. It is dangerous. People in Africa only have. Coordination, a republic, when within that republic you have His Royal Highness, Her Royal Highness, Their Eminence in a republic. How is that possible, I ask? Because even those of them they call their founding fathers or their crowning fathers, they don't know the meaning of the word republic. They have no idea what it means. So when the world is looking at you, they say, oh, please bring your president, bring that mask wearer, bring him up, let him speak. They are looking at you. They'll say, oh, but I thought they said they're a republic. Live video interrupted. They've gone to 6.1. Unbelievable. Facebook. God in heaven. These guys are something else. These people are something else, I'm telling you. Something else. Just removing people like that. They have just in a stroke removed 15,000 people from watching this. It is unbelievable. No wonder black people are evil. When they say black people are bad, you should think of those who are working for Facebook in Lagos, how horrible they are, how awful these people truly are. Now, let me tell you something that people don't understand. Anybody who lives or who participated or was part of the so-called constitution that gave birth to the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Nigeria is not a republic. Because nowhere on this earth do you have His Royal Highness as part of a republic. And I will go from one acclaimed man of God to another man of God as well, a man that I respect immensely, Archbishop Kuka, or should I say Bishop Kuka of Sokoto Diocese. He wrote, I think it was an audio which was captured by a Zoo newspaper, Kuka to Buhari, that is the mask wearer, Kuka to Buhari, Nigeria literally pool of blood, reset the clock before it's too late. The same thing that Adeboy is saying, that they're telling him. And I wonder why is it that in the zoo, people have this attitude of always begging for something. Please amend the constitution. Oh, please, can you build road for us? Oh, please, can you pay our bus rate? Please, can you pay our salary? Please, can you pay our pension? Everything is please. Please, we are begging you. I'm talking to you. Why is that the case? You are in a republic where power belongs to the people. You don't need to actually beg anybody. If you understand the meaning of republic, you don't need to beg anybody. You need to demand for the things that you want. That's the meaning of republic. If you don't know, it means power belongs to the people. Now, I am asking, why all this culture of begging? You're always begging. Adeboye was begging a so-called Buhari, who is Aisha's boyfriend, Yusuf Muhammad. Everybody is begging everybody. Why do you need to beg him? Why do you need to beg Fulani Janjaweed in Asorok? Why are people foolish in Africa? I don't understand it. Why are you begging them? You can force them to do something. The same way we have compelled them to do something is how all of you must key in or tune into what we are doing to force them. Because the power actually belongs to you, if at all you know the meaning of the word republic. If at all you know the meaning of it. Because most people don't know the meaning of it. And we are here to let you understand what it means. Now listen, the Catholic Bishop of Sokoto Diocese, Matthew Hassan Koka, has advised Muhammad brothers, Yusuf Muhammad, that's the boy's name. Aisha Buhari's boyfriend is Yusuf Muhammad. That's his name. I told you before, Jupiter, that is the boy's name, Yusuf Muhammad. Has advised President Muhammadu Buhari to look inwards into Nigeria's problem and find a lasting solution to it. But there is no Buhari. I want to let Bishop Koka to know this, and I want everybody to understand this. If you're in doubt, go to my page. Somebody, it's not my video, I didn't compile it, I've forgotten the name of the person who actually did it, I need to give him credit for it. I posted a video earlier today that Facebook, in their infinite wisdom, tried to suppress as much as possible, and of course they failed, as they will always fail. In that very video, you can see the old. And to make matters worse, the idiot was wearing a mask. Or in fact, he pulled it down and he was talking. And you can see the floppy ear, how it was bent. On this earth, there is no other human being on this earth wearing a face mask with the pomo ear. The ear, kanda, you know kanda, that we eat that has no, it doesn't have any nutrition. In fact, it will give you cancer because they tend to prepare it with car tire, isn't it? They burn rubber. You know pomo, kanda. Somebody, I don't know what is pomo in English or kanda. Somebody should please tell our white friends what kanda or pomo means. I don't know what it means. Somebody should tell them in the English language what it means. If you look at the ear of the man, I am talking to Hassan Koka. I'm talking to Bishop Koka, please. Go to my page. You will see the ear of the man. Look, he took a picture with Jonathan where they were deceiving themselves. Look at his ear. Look at his ear. Because Jonathan asked them, why do you bring this man to me? Of course, they'll be shocked how I know this. They said, oh, he's very sick. You know, we need to put up a front. You know, everywhere in the whole world, people have body doubles. And Buhari is very sick. So once in a while, we'll bring out this one to come and greet people. Oh, do you want him to come out and the nation will be disgraced? That was the reason why they are saying, they are muting, saying they can bring Jonathan back. Do you understand? Because Jonathan has seen that Aisha's boyfriend, Yusuf Muhammad, is not Buhari. You can see his ear. Now ask yourself, how Jonathan, his ear is not bent. How come Jonathan, they are wearing the same face mask, but Jonathan's ear is standing up. But the ear of this impostor, because it's silicone ear, it is artificial ear, you can see it bending down. Why do people insist on referring to Yusuf Muhammad, Aisha Buhari's boyfriend, as Buhari? I don't understand this. And these are men of God. Bishop Koka is a man of God. A man that I respect immensely. I'm asking him, are you telling me that the God you worship, the Jesus Christ that you kneel down to call upon every day, the same Jesus Christ that went to the temple and drove away money changers, the same Jesus that preached the truth, you claim you're following Jesus Christ and you're referring to that thing in Asorok as Buhari? That's a man of God. You claim you're a man of God. Pastor Deboye, you people claim you worship God Almighty, the God of Israel. A God of valor, a God of truth, a God that doesn't condone liars and lies. And you come out and you say that thing with the ear that is bent, the ear, but more ear, is Buhari. I challenge both Adeboye and Bishop Koka. I challenge any of them to stand up with the Holy Bible and say that man in Asorok is Buhari. I challenge them. I challenge anybody. I challenge any imam. Not the idiot now got something like an imbecile. I challenge anybody to pick up the proper Quran and to swear and to say that the man in Asorok. I want an imam to do that, to say this man in Asorok is Buhari. I want any preacher of any persuasion to stand up with the Holy Bible before his or her congregation to say that the man in Asorok is Buhari. His name is Yusuf Muhammad. He is Aisha Buhari's boyfriend. You can see his ear. Unless you are blind and you are stupid and you are hopeless and you are a baboon, you are a monkey, you are an idiot, only then can you look at a man with the ear that is floppy like Omo and you say that person is Buhari. You must be insane. You are a mad person. I challenge any of them, any of their preachers, pick up the Holy Bible and say that the man in Asorok is Buhari. Why am I saying this? Because all of you know where the solution lies. Everybody is suffering. Everybody is in pain. There is problem everywhere. Insecurity, death, mayhem everywhere. I ask you, all of you, you know the solution to the problem. It is very, very simple. Rather than beg, oh please, can you restructure the constitution? Can you restructure the flag? Can you restructure Abuja to make it look like Kafanchan? Can you restructure Kafanchan to make it look like Hakure? All these idiotic debates that people are having, all of you are wasting your time. You are behaving as if you don't have any brain. That is a very simple solution. Simple solution is, if they are serious, if these pastors are serious, all you need to do is to say to Asorok, if you don't restructure, or I wouldn't call it restructuring, if you don't start the process of setting the people free within 4 months, we will come out and announce that the man who is there is Aisha's boyfriend and not Buhari. We will challenge you to come out and to prove that man is Buhari. Believe you me, 48 hours, everything will change. 48 hours is also, it's possible. I said 48 hours, everything will change. If these pastors can be truthful to the word of God, to the Bible that they're holding, if the imams can be truthful to the Quran that they're handling, if people can stop being afraid and come out and say the truth and to say, if you don't restructure those who claim they want restructuring, if you don't do what we're asking you to do, we the people, if you don't do it, we will ask you to bring this man in the public to address us live, to tell us he's Buhari, believe. All this Boko Haram will stop. Janja, all these Fulani bandits, Miyeti Allah, they will all go silent. But what worries me is that all of these people, including the pastors, including the imams, they know the truth, but they don't want to go for the jugular because they are benefiting something from Nigeria. They must be getting something from Nigeria because there is a nuclear option. Since the Fulanis don't want to reason, since they don't want to listen, there is a nuclear option. The nuclear option is, if you don't do what we are asking you to do, we will question the identity of whoever is in Asorok that you're claiming is Buhari. We will question his identity in public. And believe you me, Oga Heru 48 hours, the doctrine of necessity will set in, and they will set in motion everything to make the lives of the people better. It's as simple as that. Something they can do. So that every day, oh, we are begging. I want the president to please look at the suffering of the people. To look. Who told you that power will concede without pressure? Power in the whole world never can concede without pressure. You must put pressure. What pressure do you have? When you come out on the streets to protest, they will kill you. Touch them too much, DSS will come and arrest you. Yes. All the pastors, you're not going to break the law. All you need to do is to send a very subtle message, a very subliminal message to say, if you don't start the process of making things right within 4 weeks, I will cast doubt on the genuine identity of the man in Asorok. Believe you me, if people, heavyweight pastors like Emopai and Okonkwo and Adeboye and Koka and Obinna and the likes of Fadede, if these people can come out. And very simply, you don't have to do much. There is no need for protest, revolution now, revolution yesterday or 2 days ago. You don't need to protest on the street. You don't need to do anything. All these people, even including newspaper editors, if that is to tell you that people are benefiting. It's just like Buhari's certificate saga. Some lawyers took them to court, and when they got to court, they gave them money and they would do the case. People are benefiting. Because you cannot tell me that you have the silver bullet to cure all the problems of the zoo. You see, our God is a miraculous God. God gave Nigerians a cure for their problem. But being black people, this case of Buhari, dead Buhari and all these imposters, was what convinced me beyond every reasonable doubt that black people are not intelligent enough to be called human beings. I'm being honest with you before God and man. We are not intelligent enough to be called. Now God gave you a solution. Forget all the nonsense. Forget everything you say in the pulpit is irrelevant. God gave you, because they said God cannot give you a problem without a solution. If God gave you the problem, which is Buhari, God has also given you a solution. The solution is the impostor in Asorok, Yusuf Muhammad. Very simple. What's it going to cost you? Nothing. I want people to rise up tomorrow and to say to Asorok, if you don't restructure, those who want restructuring, where we are going for our freedom outright, if you, those of you in the mainstream who are afraid of the truth that you want restructure, say to them, let the likes of Ohaneze, Pandev, and Afenifele rise up and say, if you do not give us restructuring within 4 weeks, if they are afraid, they can go on exile to do it, if they are afraid. Say within 4 weeks, don't give it to us. We will publicly call into question the identity of the man you claim is Buhari, the one with the pomo ear. I'm telling 48 hours. You hear National Assembly will sit an emergency to do everything that you want. It's simple common sense. But you cannot do it in this UG. 2 minutes past 8 p.m. in the land of Biafra, and 2 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. We brought you people here where you are now. IPOB, radio, through Radio Biafra, brought you where you are now. This level of consciousness now that people have all over the place, people can now understand they have a problem. Every blessed day, I am saying to Koka, instead of begging, oh, before it is too late, Adeboye is begging, oh, please try and check. It's simple, don't beg. You don't have to beg, because power belongs to the people. You claim you're in a republic, unless you're not in a republic. All you need to do, I'm not asking you to do anything extraordinary. You can write them a secret letter. But he said, listen to me carefully. This is something that, you know, where we come from, we say we will be. People don't know the meaning of it. They don't know the meaning of it. Yes, the crowd or public is strength. Yes. Now, let me put it to you this way. If people want to see a change this week that we are in this zoo called Nigeria, if you want to see a change, let Adeboye not say it alone. I don't want maybe Obinna or Koka to say it alone or an icon. No, 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 no. All of you must come out and issue the statement at the same time. And at the same time, are you telling me that the so-called Nigerians or those in Sokoto will allow DSS to go and arrest Bishop Koka? Is not done. Desmond Tutu, nothing happened to him. These people, they claim they are men of God, but sometimes I doubt it because they see the truth and they turn a blind eye. I want to ask all the preachers, in all of you who sign the letter together. And as you sign the letter together, you remain very visible. Oh, are you telling me that the DSS will now mobilize to go to all the states of the Federation of the Zoo, arresting everybody, every prominent preacher? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Because I don't understand it. Is that what you're saying? Of course not. They cannot do it. Now, ask yourself, what is it that is stopping these so-called powerful men of God from doing what Archbishop Desmond Tutu did against apartheid in South Africa? Apartheid was horrible. It was awful. People were dying. There was discrimination. Everything was bad. The same thing now happening in the zoo. And I'm asking these preachers, these so-called men of God, of every persuasion, of every denomination, why can't you come together? I'm not asking you to come out on the street to protest. Simply write a letter to Asorok saying, if you don't do what we're asking you to do, we would have reason to believe that whoever is there is not Buhari. Because if it is Buhari that people voted for, he would have responded or reacted to the yearnings of the people. If you're not doing anything within 4 weeks, we will call for the ratification or clarification of the identity of whoever is in Asorok. Fulani headsmen will stop. Mietiala will stop. Fulani bandits will. I said 48 hours, or 48 hours, 2 days, all this nonsense will stop. Now ask yourself, why are these pastors not doing it? Because I understand the imams, they want to spread Islam to the Atlantic Ocean. That's understandable. They say they have a mission. They're all working together. After all, the Sultan is the head of Islam in the zoo, which means that even Ahmed Tinubu is loyal to him, which means that all of them who claim that they're Yoruba Muslims who are against the Oduduwa Republic, they're all loyal to Sultan of Sokoto. They want to see Sokoto Caliphate extend all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. That is what they want. Unless you have brain, unless you have thinking faculty, you cannot be able to comprehend all of these things. Now I ask them, when will you stop begging? When will you stop begging whoever you claim, whoever you say is Buhari? When will you stop begging? It is because of this begging attitude that is why SARS is going about killing people every blessed day. Today they have released a statement saying, oh, SARS will stop killing people. We are withdrawing them from the road. Same thing they said about taking away checkpoints in Biafra land. Their checkpoints are still there. How many times have they withdrawn SARS before? But you people, you can't reason. Why have they decided to withdraw SARS? Because of the riot, or should I say the reaction of the youths in Ugeli in Delta State. I said power concedes nothing. They killed somebody. If you had allowed them to get away with it, the IG of police wouldn't have issued the statement saying they are now withdrawing SARS from roads and all that nonsense because people got angry and they rose up. If you don't want to learn anything in life, learn something from it. Power cannot concede anything. Once somebody is holding on to power, absolute power for that matter, in a very impoverished, backward society like the zoo created by the British called Nigeria, they cannot concede anything unless you force them to. That is something people don't know. You must for appealing to them. They are impervious to reason. If you appeal to them, just like a policeman in the UK, when a policeman stops and says, oh, so, sorry, sir. He says, can I please see your registration or your license? And you say, sorry, sir. Once you say sorry, you're finished. He'll ask you to park very well. Why are you saying, what are you saying sorry for? Why, if your hands are clean, why are you begging? Why must you beg? You present your driver's license and you say, I don't have it here, sir. And then they give you a producer. Or they can check on the system to see if they have it at DVLA. In Swansea, that's all. Why are you begging? If you beg, you're even in greater trouble. Why are you begging people that you claim you gave power to? You claim that in Asorok because of you. Why are you begging them? I ask. Because of your begging attitude. SARS has been killing people, you keep begging. Every day you beg. Every day you beg. And they keep killing. The only reason why they stopped them today, if I thought they have stopped them, was because youths rose up and was chasing SARS. Because enough is enough. That is how human beings are. Because power will concede nothing until you compel it to. You don't know that? Now, what is happening? I want that video to be played. I want people to understand before. I want to put this video on my page, please. The video of SARS killing people, dragging them and shooting them dead. And I am going to tweet it tomorrow. In fact, even this night I'll tweet it. I want it to be retweeted over 10,000 times. We are going to tweet this. We are going, Karamonde, prepare. We are going to tweet this very video. We want the world to see how barbaric, how evil the police in the zoo are. And that is something that you people don't know. You see this level of barbarism, you cannot do it in the north. You cannot. So people talk about SARS is another means, another way of reducing the population of young people in the south. This is something people don't understand. Fulani came with a multifaceted agenda. Every armed service in the zoo has been Fulanized and primed to kill in the south. That is something some of you don't understand. The army is busy killing, burning villages in Andoni. In broad daylight, Nigerian army, yes. SARS are busy killing people. They have killed people so much because they know you people can never fight back. They know you're docile. They know you go to social media and you write, rest in peace, sleep on, bro, sleep on, sister, and all that rubbish. And they are killing people. They're in Okozo killing people. They're everywhere killing because they know you will do nothing. Then you will do anything. Because their apologies are everywhere. If you try to rise up to do what is right, you will see one of the is the integrity of Nigeria. You are affecting the integrity of Nigeria to affect our integrity in our pocket. That is all they are concerned about. Tell me how many times I ask everybody now. Tell me how many times SARS have gone to Kano, to Katsina, to Sokoto, to Maiduguri. To kill people. How many times they said our community radio has stopped. They said it has stopped. I don't know. Everything is fine here. Everything is fine. It's streaming okay. Please make sure that you have enough data. Please. I'm getting information. People said, I need confirmation, please. It is working. I can see it here. Our systems are go. Not when your credit run out. You say you're not getting IPOB community radio. Please, go and reboot your phone. Phone, please. Go and reboot it. Very, very important, please. Go and reboot your phone, please. It's working. No, don't mind what Facebook, I've been seeing what Facebook has been doing. After a while, they refresh to keep pushing the numbers down because a lot of people are joining us. And that's what they're supposed to do. That is what they're doing because they're working for the zoo. We are live and we are direct. And I want to ask you once again, can you name one person shot dead by SARS in Sokoto? Name one person shot dead by SARS in Kebbi State. Name one person was shot dead by SARS in Yobe State. Name one student, a bright student, that was killed by SARS in Katsina. Can you name somebody killed by SARS in Kano State? That tells you all you need to know. But you see, our people in the South are very foolish. Very, very foolish. You know, they love all this political correctness, all this garbage, all this nonsense, one Nigeria this, one Nigeria that, as if they are fools. The person you're doing one Nigeria with is colonizing you, conquering you, raping your mothers, abducting your daughters, ethnically cleansing you every blessed day. And you're joining him to shout for Nigeria because you're foolish. And I keep asking, tell me where SARS has killed anybody in the north. But SARS is an instrument of destruction to kill young people in the south. Yet some of you don't know this. All the evidence are there. It is glaring. It is glaring. It is there for all to see. But you can't comprehend it. The video is very, very harrowing. SARS only operates in the south. And this is the place where you want people to remain in one country, where you want to amend, where you want to fix. And I want to ask all of you, saying, let's fix Nigeria. What do you stand to gain from it? A country where the army is busy in the south killing innocent people, the police are busy killing innocent people, they formed a special unit, the SARS, killing people. Have you not heard that ordinary civil defense was also killing people? Why don't you people reason, this UG black people? What is wrong with you? Why can't you reason very well? I keep asking you, why is it, if SARS is federal anti-robbery squad, why are you telling me there is no robbery? Isn't SARS needed in the north, where there are kidnappers, Fulani bandits kidnapping people all every day, Mieti Allah terrorists everywhere? Why are they in the south? Because people don't reason very well. Fulani have planned, they are advanced, they planned this thing for very many years, and they are funding it very, very well. They have weaponized every instrument of state and designed it to deliver one singular agenda, which is Fulani domination, Fulani conquest. The sooner some of you idiotically remember this, the better for all of you. These are the things you need to know. You must know these things. Anybody praying for one Nigeria, hoping that Nigeria will be better, that person is benefiting from Nigeria. If not them, then their children are benefiting from Nigeria. That is why SARS will be down in the south, where you claim you have professors and intellectuals, and nobody has been able to ask, how come SARS are not killing people in the north? How come it's roaming all over the place in the north? No one is killing them. But SARS is in the south, killing innocent people, going through their phones. Is it business? There is no privacy. Which law gives you the right to go through somebody's phone to determine the way you dress? That the way you cut your hair looks like a girl, like you're a member of a cult. What sort of nonsense is that? These are the things that Fulani brings to the table. They are primitive, they are very crude, they are not refined. Some of you fail to reason. Some of you are playing one Nigeria, you want to be a good Nigerian, and de-tribalized. Yeah, as foolish as that sounds. Whereas the people you're de-tribalizing for, they are tribalizing you. Fulani is all over the place. All their people are in positions of power. They remove your people, they put their own people in. You cannot see it because you're blind, you're foolish, you're hopeless. You're a zoo animal in a British created zoo. That is right. To the point whereby they brought in Aisha's boyfriend Yusuf Muhammad in power with mask, which you can see the ear. It's not as if you cannot see the ear that is bent, the pomo ear. You can see it very clearly. But somehow your foolishness and your stupidity will not allow you to reason properly. That is what makes you an animal. Because you're not sensible, you're not reasonable. And what baffles me is the lies. The way they lie. As one idiot that looks like Oshomole. One idiot looks like Oshomole was talking rubbish, that I plan to kill one almost dead walrus that cannot breathe properly. Like an idiot. The way they lie. The thing about Nigeria is lies. A Nigerian is an accomplished liar. A liar. They know how to fabricate. They know how to lie. Everything I say is verifiable. That is the reason why this day everybody, the sensitization, the level of consciousness now attained not just in the zoo across West Africa is down to Radio Biafra. Because people listen to what we say, they go and do their research, they find out it is the truth. Let me tell you about the zoo. People are killing. This idiot is Festus Keyamo. He used to be a civil rights campaigner. He does not know him very well. Despite the existence of this video of where SARS was, and I want Festus Keyamo to be tagged to this very video, despite the overwhelming evidence of SARS killing somebody in cold blood, dragging them on the floor and shooting them, do you know what they said? This is what leads me to believe. Sometimes when I say it, I say it with every alacrity, as they would say in those days, and conviction. Mentally deranged. This UG, you see, black people, they are not well mentally, they cannot reason. Do you know that people after seeing this video of what SARS did, one idiot called Festus Keyamo, who says he's a minister of state, that is to tell, I want to now bring to you the depth of the wickedness and evil in a black person. Why I believe very strongly that Lucifer could be a black man, as they've been painting him to be, and I'll tell you why. This man is a senior advocate. He is supposed to be a man of law. He knows the law. He used to be a human rights campaigner. But because of what he's getting, because of the money he's getting from the government, and because the family is having fun, after seeing this video that is now on my page, I believe, do you know what he said? The victim that was shot in the head, we saw it being shot in the head, is alive. He was not shot, but he fell out of police vehicle, Festus Keyamo, according to Vanguard newspaper. I want the world to understand that this type of thing can only happen in a black country, and I want the world to know that when they say that black people are evil, this is the personification of evil. When people lie, is the way you lie. Believe you me, you know that that person must have descended from the line of Lucifer. This is a type of lie that should end somebody hanging. I'm telling you, this person should be tried and hanged for telling lies. The video is there. You can see the man being shot in the head. Somebody who claims he's a minister came out and issued a statement. This idiot's name is Festus Keyamo, Minister of State, Labor and Employment. He claimed that the incident being seen, that we can see with our two korokoro eyes, two naked eyes, we can see the video. He is now saying that the man fell from the back of a police van in this video or in another one. I'm telling you, I know that black people are evil, but this level, this depth of wickedness and telling lies is unprecedented. Keyamo, he said, he contacted the victim's brother and the State Commission of Police to confirm the incident, emphatically opined that those officers involved in the incident are not SARS. Chai, chineke nekweli ojo. Because this man is eating money in Abuja, he's highly paid, he's now part of the establishment. He used to be like Oshomole, the ugly monkey, used to be like him. But do you see how they change black people? A few coins, like those that claim they were freedom fighters. Today they are hoteliers. Today they are renting hostels to students. Today they are building universities all over the place around Africa. But they are freedom fighters. And after seeing all these things, people foolishly call them freedom fighters. That's how you know how foolish a black person is. This is human rights lawyer, but today, after seeing this video, he's telling you that he fell from the back of a van, that nobody was shot. And this is a government minister lying as if that is not a grown-up man, a senior advocate of Nigeria, advocate of law. Black people, may Chukwuka Kabiam have pity upon your deadly souls. SARS, Special Anti-Robbery Squad, is a terrorist group. From tonight, we designate them a terrorist group. We are killing people, they will not go free. They are a terrorist group. They are in Okozu, in Anambra State, eliminating our people, harvesting their organs. That is what they do. They kill. They disappear people. They harvest their organs. They send them to India. And some of us are not well. We now go to India to go and take organs harvested from victims of state crime. That's what they're doing in Okozu. Okozu SARS should be closed down. Completely shut down. There should be no SARS in Anambra State. I'm warning them now, there will be no SARS in Anambra State. There won't be any. Because Okozu SARS is where they are killing our people. And I want the name of the man who is in charge of Okozu. And I understand that they have recruited some people from Anambra, paying them 20,000 naira every month to help identify those that SARS will come and kidnap, kill them, cut open their stomach, take all their organs, and then ship to India for money. That's what they're doing. SARS in Okozo must close down. Don't say I didn't tell you. SARS in Okozo must, M-U-S-T, be shut down. SARS everywhere in Biafra land must cease operation. Wherever we see SARS conducting any operation, we will regard it as a terrorist act. And we are at liberty to defend ourselves. There will be no SARS in Biafra land from tonight. Anywhere there is a raid conducted by SARS, people stop to search their phones taken from them or their cars stolen, because SARS, they are actually criminals. That's who they are. We will treat such as a terrorist incident. Don't say we did not warn you. This SARS made up of Fulani people, they have recruited some criminals from the south. They have been killing many innocent people and a few foreigners for that matter. Steady attack every blessed day. And I understand that the SARS in Okozo are busy taking people, IPOB family members, taking them to Okozo and killing them in Okozo. I hope people are listening. If we live, I hope you are listening. What SARS are doing? The pig in the creek, I hope you are listening. Yes. You can no longer breathe properly. You can no longer walk properly. You have stolen so much money as a freedom fighter you claim you are. You are a thief. You are a rogue. You can hear now. Before you can do your video for your masters, your Fulani masters, before you do video for them again, so that you can impress them. I hope you are following. I hope you are listening very carefully to what they are doing, to what SARS in Okozo are doing. I hope you are listening. Hey, these people are attacking our system tonight. We are finishing them and they are attacking our system. I can see it from here. The lines are now, the color is now orange. It's no longer green. It's gone green again. It was orange a while ago. They're attacking us. But of course, they're wasting their time. We are more than formidable. We are more than formidable. We are exceptional. And they must understand it. We are exceptional. And they must understand it. We want to make it difficult for them. Very, very difficult for them. So that they cannot be able to attack our systems. I have seen where some of the reason why they are attacking our systems. I have seen it. And we are going to make it very, very hard for them to do so. In a few seconds, they cannot be able to do so anymore. We have fixed it. They can't attack it. Facebook can do whatever they like because it is their platform. They're trying to attack our systems. Of course, they have failed. They have failed very woefully. It is trying to reconnect. Our systems are trying to reconnect. It is going through what it calls a transition. So there will be a disruption on FM. There will be a disruption on the app. But I can assure you that very, very shortly, we shall be live once again on those platforms, and they will not be able to tamper with it again. They will not be able to tamper with it again. It is coming back on stream right now. And I believe that it is come back. I think I believe it is back now. It is back. It will take maybe about 30 seconds for it to reflect. For my voice to reflect on the FM and also on satellite. And our app ultimately. Our app ultimately. Yes, I believe that it is going right now. And that's it. They are no longer able to tamper with it anymore. That platform is now secured. They won't be able to tamper with it. We must proceed this very evening. We are warning SARS and all those Mandinaro Hotel, those who freedom fighters that want to be like Donald Trump, building hotels all over the place. Before you go and do your next video, I want you to warn your friends in SARS. SARS or Okozo, for that matter. SARS or Okozo must be shut down. Must be shut down. SARS or Okozo must close. Because they are killing people there and harvesting their organs. That's what they're doing. SARS, you know, Okozo. And that's, I can't allow that to happen. It won't happen. They are the ones killing people all over the place in our land. SARS are the people killing, because their mission is to fulfill the purpose for which they have been set up by their Fulani masters, which is to come and to kill. They rob, they steal, they are the armed robbers. They claim that they are the ones. You know the hypocrisy of Nigeria? They claim that SARS, they are there to fight armed robbers, but they are the ones who are the armed robbers. They are the ones killing, they are the ones pillaging. That is why our media person in Obaakpo, federal SARS are busy molesting and arresting family members in the community in Igwacha with the help of the Obaakpo youth leader, once somebody called Chinyere Wampa. He is the one reporting people to SARS, and SARS are coming to his village. That is the thing about the South. These people from the South, I don't know what's wrong with them. Maybe sometimes I think you people deserve to be colonized by Fulani people. The way you behave, the way saboteurs, I don't know why you come out to betray. To betray is in your system. That's all you do. Betrayal. This one went and called SARS to come and arrest people in his village. The people he's calling are those who are in the farms raping his mothers. He's calling them to now come and kill his brothers and his sisters. And you're telling me that our people are normal. Most of our people are not normal. But we shall find them. We'll find them. Every saboteur, of course, will find you. Don't worry about that. After all, after all said and done, we are always right. After all said and done, we are always right. If somebody said to some people before that Arewa Consultative Forum will come round to the position of IPOB, none of you will believe it. And for the very first, I wouldn't say for the very first time, on occasions, Ohanaeze have been, should I say, compelled to do the right thing. I like the response that Nnewodo gave to them. Nnewodo said to Arewa Consultative Forum, this thing you're saying now is what IPOB has been canvassing for. In other words, you came for Operation Pattern Dance 1, Pattern Dance 2, Pattern Dance 3, Operation Crocodile Smile, and all the rest of it. To come and crush, as that idiot, when Jibril came, they gave him the mask. You were saying, go and crush them. Crush every opposition, challenging the integrity of our nation. They failed to tell them. Asking for referendum. IPOB was asking for referendum. Do you know the irony of the whole thing and the beauty of consistency? Is that eventually people come round to your position. After many years, because of this referendum, they came to kill us. Not once, not two times, not three times. But today, the people that sent soldiers to my house to kill me are today saying the same thing. That they too want referendum. Isn't that very funny? Isn't that very ironic? When we started, they said, oh, what are they asking for? We don't even... This was the same people, Garuba Shehu, because he's one of them. He's a terrorist, of course he is. Although he's a press secretary or whatever, senior assistant to Yusuf Mohammed, Aisha Buhari's boyfriend. He said, we don't know what they're asking for. We don't even know what they want. I'm telling Garuba Shehu tonight, I'm telling the whole of Arewa, including Sultan of Sokoto, the MA of Kano, all the rest of them, all this Janjaweed, I'm telling all of you. And what we are asking for is something that Arewa Consultative Forum have asked for. And isn't it very ironic? I don't subscribe to the position of Ohanaeze. I don't. Restructuring is rubbish. I don't subscribe to the position of Fani Fere. Do I respect them very much? I don't subscribe to the position of Pandev or Middle Belt Forum. I don't. I believe in what, for the first time, I believe in what Arewa Consultative Forum said, because that will solve all the problems. Let there be a referendum. But of course, it is just mere words. Just mere words. They will just say it, just their mouth it. It doesn't mean that they mean it. They don't mean it. Of course, they are not serious. They just open their mouth and they say it. They are not serious at all. Because if they are, they should push for it. And that is what everybody should be asking for. Not restructuring. Anybody asking for restructuring has something to gain from Nigeria. They are benefiting. Their children are benefiting. That is the only reason why. People, why don't you ask the people what they want? I am a Democrat. If tomorrow people go and vote and say, oh, I want to remain as part of one Nigeria, oh, bye-bye, oh, well and good, I will never bother anybody. Why don't we allow the people to decide? Now, Arewa Consultative Forum has come round to the position of IPOB. The same position that led Arewa, what's his name again? Is it, what's that, one of those glorified Alamaji? What's their name again? There's, in second, every time the second republic lawmaker. What's his name? Somebody should give me his name. There are two of them in the north. They're always talking rubbish. from Arewa Consultative Forum, or is it Northern Elders Forum? I don't know what it is. You know them? Is it Tanko Yakasai and the other one? Two of them. Have you seen where they have come to? I want to let Tanko, all those people talking rubbish against IPOB from the north, I want you to hear what ACF said, Arewa Consultative Forum. We can have a referendum on whether we want Nigeria's continued existence. We don't have to go to war. Are you hearing from Arewa? Arewa Consultative Forum. These are the people that Britain gave Nigeria to. I don't know if people can understand what I'm saying. The people that Britain handed Nigeria to are now saying that let us have a referendum. Which people made it possible? IPOB. Indigenous People of Biafra. Consistency and resoluteness. After killing us because of the same referendum, after shooting us dead every time, incarceration, imprisonment, they have now come round to say we want a referendum, the same thing we asked for in the beginning. And for the very time, Wood actually stood up and said yes, IPOB has been. I was shocked when I read it. Let me see if I can go through and see where. In fact, that those are the things they said. The particular one that had that Wood made that very comment will be published very, very shortly. You publish very shortly, but Arewa Consultative Forum gave a press statement or interview, so to speak, and said they now believe in referendum. The same thing we have been campaigning for, the same thing we've been asking for, the same thing that led to the death of many people. They killed us because of referendum. Now they have agreed that there should be a referendum. Arewa Consultative Forum. That tells you that we have turned things around. Because the zoo is very bad. Their former vice president is Atiku Abubakar. He issued a statement saying that the zoo, Nigeria, is in dire need of healing. Everybody acknowledges that there's something wrong. Atiku himself is Arewa, is Fulani. In fact, and for even those shouting for their Igbo presidency, you know that Atiku is coming out again, and that's the is a bye bye to all of you, isn't it? All of you, like Dave, sabotaging our efforts. Dave Omahi organizing, calling Nation newspaper to go and photograph them, saying, hey, boy, you flopped. I'm laughing at them. The same way, boy, that we have evidence everywhere that people obeyed. You went and paid some people and gathered them in a market. You paid them money, gathered them in a market. And I feel sorry for those people. I feel sorry for them because they are the ones that their villages are being attacked. You are the ones that your mothers are being cut into pieces under the watch of Umahi, and he has done nothing. Umahi has done nothing to protect any of you. He will pay you money to come out and open your shop in one place you congregate. He will call media people, Lagos-based media, to come and photograph you, saying, it is, if not for the love that I have for our people, for Biafra, I will allow Mietiala to overrun the whole of Ebonyi State to give, as an example, to teach you people a lesson. I don't know how the way I can't even understand the way some of you behave. I don't understand it. Somebody will come and give you money. When Mietiala comes, when Fulani terrorist comes, when all these people, headsmen, they come and they are killing you and raping you in the farm, will Umahi be there to save you? You start calling IPOB, saying, oh, they are here. They are here. Come and help us. Why can't you people reason for once? What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? This is an absolute shame, an absolute disgrace. I think he's saying that things are bad. And he said, I am appealing to separatist groups to lay down their arms in the interest of the nation. Which stupid nation, I ask Atiku? The one you joined in 1961? Which nation, I'm asking Atiku? Is it the one that Adamawa joined in 1961 as a result of referendum? Is it the one you're saying, I should lay down my arms? I don't have any arms. All I have is the truth that Chukwu Kikabiama gave us, that we must preach. That's what we are doing. Why are you appealing? They said, he also said force alone wasn't enough to defeat separatist agitations in Nigeria. And then the government should, you have killed us at on board. They stop us. If you know that you know black people, they are not educated, they are not well read, they are foolish. Go and go through history from day one till now. The more you kill people who want freedom, the more you make their recruitment easier. Go and check through history. If you think that because 1970 and said we shouldn't go into the bush to go and fight, because of that, if you kill, somehow we'll stop. You don't know who we are. You have no idea who we are. You don't know how prepared we are. This war, if you want it, can last a billion years if you want. One thing is certain. Biafra will emerge at the end of it. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter how many you kill. And moreover, you cannot kill something you cannot see. As I said to our people, very soon, mark it somewhere, very soon. You see that CNN that has been avoiding that Biafran flag. Very soon, they will be using it as their headline every morning. Don't worry, you see what's going to happen very soon. You will see it. Killing us can never stop us. It never. Instead, many more will come out. You are killing us. When Pastor Ingila said, dialogue now, you said no. You said, Namdi Kanu, they are misguided, that is. Now, Oduduwa has risen. And very soon, Middle Belt will come. And it is over. Game over for the zoo. Fulani, you have nothing. Fulani, you are going to suffer. You are going to suffer. Your children will ask you what happened. How did you squander this? You will tell them, I was busy forming SARS. I was busy sending Buratai to and his army to go and kill them. Go and check throughout history. Hitler killed 6 million Jews, thinking that after killing them, that nothing will happen to him. He didn't know that he was inadvertently setting up the state of Israel to reemerge, as God willed it, in the holy books. If you don't know, go and read Leon Orris's Exodus. You will see it. Precise prediction. So rather than killing Jews and making them subservient to Germans or to the white supremacist Aryan race, as he called them, the most strongest nation on the face of the earth emerged in 1948 as a result of the killing of innocent people. Now, I want Fulani to understand something. Anytime you go about killing innocent people, rather than make them submit to your will, it hardens them. The reason why you conquered Hausa was because Hausa people betrayed their own kings. It was Hausa people that betrayed themselves. That is the difference. If you think that you can come to our land and use your intimidation, you use SARS, you use army, you use police, you're everywhere, you're camping in front of my house with armored personnel carrier, all these idiot, stupid stunts you're pulling. The day we are very serious, that armored carrier, you will not see it anymore. And I want to let you understand, to go through history. You may have subdued the Gwagi people, you may have subdued the Nupe people, you may have succeeded in forcibly converting a few people from Igala into Islam. In our land, it's not going to happen. In Biafra land, it can never, ever happen. I want Fulani to understand this. This thing that they have started will last forever and ever. I was going to show them. You will see. Very, very soon. So I think you stop appealing to us, appealing to separatist groups. Are you going to appeal to me? Are you going to appeal to Yoruba One Voice or Yoruba World Congress? Who are you going to appeal to? People are coming. They are fed up. Everybody's fed up. Nobody in their right mind is in support of the zoo. Everybody is fed up. So I think you stop. I know he's talking to IPOB. He's appealing to them to lay down their arms. Taking up arms against Nigerian state will do more harm than good. But Nigerian state, the boy that SARS killed, did he take up any arms? If you don't take up arms, they will kill you. That is the thing. They will keep subjugating you. They will keep suppressing you. They will keep colonizing you. They will keep insulting you. They will keep reducing you to nothing. Until you rise up to... Remember what I said initially. Power doesn't concede easily. It's to concede. Or else, it will keep messing you up. That is something that people must understand. That is something we must understand. We are live and we are there. The time now is coming up. I think it's 18 minutes. 18 minutes to 9 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. And by the same number of minutes, to the top of the hour. I can call on those who have taken up arms against Nigeria to have a rethink. I think he's talking about Boko Haram. What about the differences that they may have with the rest of Nigeria, whether religious, ethnic, or political? Terror, violence, and separatism are not the way forward. What is the way forward? Atiku, your people were asked, in 1961, you became a Nigerian. Your people were asked, in 1961, do you want to be Nigeria or Cameroon? You chose Nigeria. So what is your problem? Your relatives are in Cameroon. You have something far more in common with Adamawa people in Cameroon than you have with me. Why don't you look for your own flesh and blood in Cameroon? Oh, sorry, I forgot. It's the oil and gas we have in Biafra land. And the need to fulfill the very marvelous work that Othman Damfodio started, which is to colonize everybody in the zoo and to make Nigeria the home of Fulani people all over the Sahel. That is what you want to do, and we know, and we're not going to allow it. We cannot allow it. It is not possible. We are going to fight to the last, very last person. We are going to fight with our courage and the truth that we possess. That truth is that Nigeria is a fraud. Nigerians are fraudsters. Nigerians are blind. They are foolish. They don't know what they want. A republic with His Royal Highness. Are you people not insane? Are you not mad? How can you have a republic with His Royal Highness? You have the Lamido of Adamawa, His Royal Highness, in a republic. Who taught you that rubbish? From where did all this nonsense come from? Because they are not properly educated, they are not properly refined, these people are not cultured, they are not taught properly. All they do is have a certificate as Ambodo. Now, I've been in a waving certificate, I have PhD, I have SSD, I have BHF. Rubbish, 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 rubbish. They are intellectuals, they are professors, they are in a zoo, claiming to be a republic, whereas they have their royal highnesses. How absurd can that be? So, with all due respect, please. He said in Ireland, in Israel, and the Balkans, such groups have seen the wisdom in giving up armed struggle. And I want to correct you, please. Atiku Abubakar, in Ireland, they fought the British. The Irish fought the British before Britain allowed them to have independence. They took up arms, for your information. In Israel, Israel had to fight in 1948 for the state of Israel to be established. So whoever does your research for you, when next they want to go and do a research, please get people who are learned. Get people who actually went to school. I don't know who you got to do your research for you. You mentioned Ireland, Israel, and the Balkans. The Balkans you are talking about is Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia was cut into pieces. Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia, Macedonia, and Serbia came from there as well, and Montenegro. Don't you know all of that? You're telling me about such groups have seen wisdom. But you didn't hear when Bosnia was fighting Serbia? You didn't hear about the Srebrenica massacre as a result of the war? You didn't hear about the shelling of Sarajevo? You didn't hear? Who did these people actually employ? Who are these people? Who do you actually employ to do your research for you? Unbelievable. But anyway, Atiku went on to say, we cannot defeat separatist groups by force of arms alone. We can only defeat separatism by making all Nigerians feel they belong. Now things are happening. You know all those, I remember in those days, excuse me. I remember in those days when the mic merchandise of Biafra agitation, when they had a meeting with Al Mustafa and all the rest of them, they said they were doing a collaboration with our Yoruba brothers and they signed up to One Nigeria. We have now formed our own alliance with our Oduduwa brethren, and the zoo is vibrating. Now the world knows who is real and who is fake. Very simple, isn't it? Very, very simple. That's how you judge people who are effective and those who are not. Now everywhere is vibrating. Because we have made it abundantly clear. We are not going back. We are not going back, not one inch. We must divide. After dividing, then bring that thing that you want us to discuss about unity. Then everybody with clear eyes can now discuss unity. But before you discuss any unity, there must be division first. And that division is going to happen whether they like it or not. And as I said to Fulani, by the time this war is over, you will lose Sokoto. You won't be there. They'll be, write it down on a piece of paper. By the time this battle is over, you will lose Sokoto. You will not be there. Gobe will be returned to Hausa people, if at all they have the courage or the conviction to be able to fight for what belongs to them. Nigeria is not a nation. Atiku said, as a nation, we asserted our independence. You have no nation. Nigeria is not a nation. You have no independence. What you have is flag independence. The name Nigeria, you don't know. It doesn't even exist in Fulbe language. It doesn't exist. So Nigeria is a British creation, not created by black people. We should stop being foolish and deceiving ourselves, talking about nationalism and Nigeria. Nigeria is an exclusive product of the British. Has nothing to do with black people. Anybody trying to claim ownership of Nigeria is an animal. Because those that created the zoo, that was what they had in mind. That is why we call it a zoological republic. That was what they have in mind. There will be no healing in Nigeria. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Until we go our separate ways. We must go our separate ways first. Then if you start doing your healing. If at all that is what you want to do. But for us, we are not interested. We are not interested. And the Fulanis, they think they are very clever. They have gone to do the work. Remember here, in Biafra land, they have, what's it called again? They have divided. There are factions in IPOB. And I said over my dead body, there can never be any. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. We swallow our enemies alive. Nobody can dare try it. They have gone to Yoruba land. Muslim students reject to do the war republic. These are people groomed by Sokoto Caliphate. I warned them in the beginning. I warned my Yoruba brethren in the beginning. The problem you will have will be Yoruba Muslims. That is the problem you will have. But I thank God in heaven that today there are Yoruba people who are Muslims who are championing the separation of Oduduwa land from the zoological republic. They went and raised those who are loyal to them. Muslim students reject Oduduwa republic. What they want to do is that they want to start a religious war in Yoruba land. They Fulani think that very clever, but they don't know how foolish they are. Fulani, you have forgotten that Yoruba people they went to school, they learned it. That by saying Muslim students reject to do the war republic, what they want to do is to stoke the embers of religious intolerance. Yorubas have been doing very well. They don't have any of these stupid problems they have in the north. Christians and Muslims coexist side by side for centuries, no problem. Do you see the way Fulani behaves? Do you see how they reason? Now, bringing Fulani Muslim students to reject to do the war republic means what they are saying is now is if you're a Muslim, you must rise up. After all, the Sultan of Sokoto is your spiritual leader, and he wants one Nigeria. Now go and do your work in Yoruba land. They call them. These are fake groups that they raised. They gave them some money. Gave them cash to be talking rubbish. And that is exactly what they're doing. People from the south, as I said before, people from the south, that is the way they behave. They are easy to manipulate, easy to convince. And when I look at the people who are manipulating them, when I look at the people who are convincing them, Janjaweed cattle from place to place, I get very, very disappointed. They don't know that before they came to this, the Oduduwa agitators have factored this in long time ago. We knew this was a card they are going to play. They will play it. In our place, we have the Fulefus. So they promise them presidency. And they'll be shouting, "President, it's our turn. We want one Nigeria. Everybody can..." Rubbish. And we ask them to learn from us. Anybody who does not support Oduduwa, you banish that person. Regardless of who they are, banish them. Over time, you win this debate against them, as we have done in Biafra land. You win it. As we have done in Biafra land. They have all manner of people that they have raised, wanting to use them to destabilize Yoruba land, but they're not going to succeed. They're not going to succeed. And look at the people. These are the people. Remember, only a few days ago, I was telling you about how they appointed chief judges from the north. People who don't go to school, they're on quota system. They appoint chief judges from the north. And do you know the funniest thing is that they have now gone, maybe they have seen Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, you know, angling to become the new World Trade Organization president or chairperson or whatever they call it. You know what they have done? The same Asorok, Aisha Buhari and her boyfriend, they nominated Fulani man, Ishak Bello, to go and become an ICC, to go to ICC, maybe to rubbish all the cases against Nigeria there. They want to be part of it. That's what they do. That's what Britain always advised them to do. If you want to be effective at lobbying, the best thing to do is to get your people to belong to those organizations that may give you headache. And one of them is ICC. Our case is there. The Shia, they have a case there as well, and many other people. And you know what Nigeria did? Nigeria now nominated somebody called Ishak Bello to go and be part of ICC. So to, of course, make the case files disappear as they do in the zoo. Now, I want to tell you what happened. He's a Fulani. He's from the north. They want to try us because Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, yeah, people are doing very well. We are being voted in as mayors. We are doing very well. Vice chancellor. You know them. That is why envy is not good. Envy, jealousy is not good. Because they have seen how successful people from the south are. They decided to push somebody from the north to go to ICC. And I'm now going to tell you what happened. Listen carefully, please. Justice Ishak is a justice, so Ishak Bello, the only Nigerian nominated for election to the International Criminal Court in 2020, may have flopped the country's chances after a poor performance in the assessment. They brought a Fulani man, they took him to ICC in The Hague to go and do assessment. They called him and they said, come, he can. They asked him to sit down and he sat down. They asked him, what is your name? He said, Ishak Bello. And they asked him, do you know why you're here? He said he's come to interview. He wants to be a part of the International Criminal Court, the jury, the panel of judges that they have. They now said to him, is that all? He said, yes. They now gave him a piece of paper. And they gave him a test, aptitude test. And he came last. Of all the judges in the whole world that was interviewed, he came last. He didn't write anything. But he's a justice Ishak Bello. These are the people that rig elections. These are the people that Hillary Clinton put in place to be able to bend the law. These are people that went to Sharia school. They came out and they became justices. They went to where there is no bribe, where everybody has to write, where everybody needs to do the assessment. He did the assessment and he failed. And he came last. And he's a Nigerian. He's from the north. He wants to be like Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. He thinks he was rejected. Please look for the news and publish it. Look, the headline is Nigerian nominee Ishak Bello ranked low amongst 20 contenders for ICC job. He came last. Zoological Republic. He is a justice. Quota education. A justice, he went to Sharia school. These are the people they are pointing to the positions of justices of the Supreme Court without anybody from Biafra land. Nobody from Biafra land. No, nobody. These are justices. He came last. Last, Obru class in Ishi, because they saw Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala waxing very strong. They have heard about people from the south doing well all over the world, doing very, very well. They said, oh, why not us? Let us push somebody. And they foolishly pushed somebody called Ishak Bello. He's a justice. These are the type of people that interpret law. He went to where there are genuine justices, where there are judges, men of the jury, men of law. And he came last. Zoological. Please look for the news and publish it. Nigeria's nominee, Ishak Bello, ranked low amongst 20 contenders. You know, only 20, he came last. Last. These are the justices you have in Nigeria. This is the country that Atiku wants me to belong. This is it. Quota judge. Have you seen it? These people are, look at the disgrace is that when they are writing now and laughing, they'll say, I interviewed this chap from Nigeria and he came last. And you go and you present your passport as a Nigerian and they're looking at you like the monkey that you are. Looking at you like a moron, like an idiot you are, because the person you call a justice in your country came last in an assessment. Came last. Janjaweed. That is what they have done to your brains. Very, very sad indeed. And in the zoo, there is something, there's a photo news, of course, they have his bar. In, you claim you're in one country. I'm saying this because of Pastor Adeboye that said, let us bring a bit of Britain and a bit of America and merge it together and create something uniquely Nigerian. And I'm asking him, what is unique about somebody? As you are right now, some of you who are younger, I mean, I'm not young anymore. I'm losing my hair, as a matter of fact, because of my age. Now, I want people, and of course, worry and stress about Biafra. I want you to cut your hair afro like as they used to do in those days. Cut your hair style and go to Kano. Somebody will catch you on the streets of Kano and shave your head off. Hizbah police. Islamic police. You claim you are a republic. You claim you are a secular country. Secular, that is the word, secular country. And in Kano, if you have your hairstyle or if you're wearing punk, they'll cut your hair for you in public. And you are in one Nigeria. And this is the country you pray for every blessed day. This is the country that you're claiming should bring to become better. I want to ask you, what ingredients is your stupidity made up of? What ingredients goes into the making of your stupidity, I ask you? You are in a country. This same thing cannot happen. Imagine right now in Obuete, or in Ochanja, or in Ariadne, you just catch somebody's son or daughter and you shave their head. They ask you, you say, I'm shaving it because it doesn't comply with the book of Ecclesiastes. Does that make any sense to you? That's what they're doing in the north, telling you it doesn't conform to Islam. But you are in the same country. And people are praying for this country to be one. And I'm asking you, what type of stupidity inhabits your brain? I ask you. What type of stupidity inhabits, does your brain contain? The pictures are there, please. I want it to be posted as well. They are cutting their hair. I don't like your mode of dressing. Even those in tricycle with pictures and their bag or decorating it, they say no, you can't have it. In a country that claims to be secular, in a country that claims to be one Nigeria, you can see that you are not the same. That was what I was trying to explain to Pastor Deboye, that we have irreconcilable mindset. Even forget about value system, forget about political structure, orientation, forget about anything to do with social affinity. No, not at all. Even the way we reason is not the same. It is not the same. How can you make a nation out of diverse people that can never, ever, ever be one? Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. That is something that you must understand. These are the things that are going on. And they said that Buhari, that is Yusuf Muhammad, has performed more than Obasanjo, Yar'Adua, Jonathan put together, according to Malami. Malami is supposed to be the Attorney General of the Federation. Attorney General, he's supposed to be independent. He is supposed to be, but he is weighing into politics because there is no president. Everybody is the presidency. All the cabal together, those of them that went and recruited Jubri before he ran away, and Aisha now brought her boyfriend. Look at them. He is the attorney general, making a political statement promoting the government of the day, only in the zoo, and you are a republic. Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. Yes, of course, Buhari has performed more than, or should I say, the presidency has performed more than Obasanjo, Yar'Adua. They are elections. At least in that, they are number one. Imo State is an example. That idiotic administrator of Imo State is an example. Trying to show that he's a Fulani boy now. He has arrived. He can convert Imo into... Of course, our people are very... Some of them are very foolish and very dumb indeed. He was an idiot that paid one useless, wretched journalist to write rubbish. Sit at home, Imo State to flop. And I asked them, show me one video. Show me one picture. They couldn't produce any. Hungry, useless journalist that you have in the zoo. Wretched, wretched people. Yes, of course, they have performed more than Obasanjo. After all, APC is not a political party, but an amalgamation of interests for grabbing power. According to Ahmed Wambai, the ex-national vice chairman of North Central of APC, they know who they are. That is why things are absolutely horrible in the zoo. Of course, they have outperformed them in terms of trying to grab land from people. After all, under Obasanjo, under Yar'Adua, and under Jonathan, nobody tried to take the land of the people of Southern Kaduna and of Middle Belt. But under this very regime, that is exactly what they're doing. So, of course, they have outperformed them. Why wouldn't they outperform them? In the buying of elections, outperform them. You are now building a railway line from the zoo to Niger Republic. Why are you building a railway line? For the simple reason that in Niger Republic, in a place called Maradi, there is Miriam Abacha University. And they want to build a railway line to connect it. That is how sad the zoo is. Because people do not reason. Because people do not think very well. Everything is in the north. Not everything you have is in the north. Yet they are very rich. They are very poor. They went for an interview and they came last. That is the nonsense that we are having in the Zorro Republic. And Dave Umahi is their slave. Is their servant. Dave Umahi, the governor of Ebonyi State, is a Fulani slave, a certified Fulani slave, and is trying to do all he can to convert Ebonyi State into a Fulani emirate, and it is not going to happen, not in our time. There are some villages that Dave Umahi have mandated in Izi and Eza to bring out people tomorrow for the Nigerian army to kill. The names of the communities are Idembia Ishieke in Ebonyi, the government of Izi, of course, and Umwezokoha in Eza North, LGA of Eza, both in Ebonyi State. They want to gather tomorrow. Dave Umahi asked them, as the traditional rulers of these villages in Izi and Eza, to bring out all their young men from 16 years upwards, because the Fulani people are complaining that they are not being allowed to camp in the forest anymore, that the young people are disturbing them and stopping them from camping in the forest. And now, Dave Umahi wants to do what Herod did in the Bible, bring out all the male child for the Fulanis to kill and to be able to occupy our forests and our farms. That is what they are doing to identify IPOB family members. That is what Dave Umahi wants to see happen. And he has invited the army and the police. So we are warning all the traditional rulers in those areas that should anything happen to anybody, we would hold them responsible. Personally responsible. Dave Umahi is trying to hand over Ebonyi State to Fulani Janjaweed. He is doing it with all his might, all his power. He is doing all he can to convert our land into a Fulani emirate. And if you know Dave Umahi, tell him it is not going to work. Disgrace and shame shall befall him. Disgrace and shame shall befall Dave Umahi. That shall be his portion. Because there is a place they have planned to gather tomorrow. They have planned to gather in Ebonyi. And Dave Umahi is responsible for this. He wants our people to be killed so that the Fulanis can take over. And I have told Mietiala, get away from Ebonyi State. We will not allow you to have Ebonyi State. It's not possible. If you camp in the forest, you will be driven away from there. Dave Umahi, you are not going to be the president of Nigeria, not even the vice. Not even ordinary foreign minister, you cannot be. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Dave Umahi, you cannot be. None of you Efulefu governors can be. It is not possible. You sabotage your own people. You brought Operation Python Dance, the death of our people. You are not going anywhere. Have that in mind. Put that in your skull. And you cannot give a Ebonyi State to Fulani Janjaweed Mietiala. It is not possible. With that, we have come to the end of our program this very day. We thank you very much for listening to us. We shall reconvene, of course, on Wednesday. Chukwukika Biama willing. Because of the work we are doing, everybody has now woken up. Everybody is now live and awake. Even Facebook, they have given up. They have suppressed us to 5.9. Now we have gone back to 7.4. That is the way it is. Because they understand how relentless we are, how resolute we are, how determined we are, how unstoppable we are. Do you know the reason why we are the way we are? We are this way because Biafra is our religion. And here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim Chukwukika Biama Premihenine is our God. From the bottom of my heart, with every love that I can muster from me, from here, good evening.